Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home scene. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cuz now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And when we up here, that's all we speak. I'm Yost N. Got the same squad up here, man. Brian Shane, what's good with y'all?
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Chilling, man. You know how we do.
We just wrapped up week 10, and it was some good games, for sure. There's a lot to talk about, but we're going to try to condense it for y'all. We don't want to wrap too long, and y'all know the motto, we don't waste no time. So we're going to give y'all the overreactions. My man Shane is ready with his first one.
Yes, yes, yes. No introduction, no need for all that. I know I wasn't getting one anyway. But CJ Stroud, he's back again to prove all the haters and everyone that tried to jump too early. He's back to confirm their beliefs and doubt and condemn all the haters, man. He went out there, got another cover behind win. Pause. And Josh Allen went out there. He didn't lose, technically. The team lost.
Man, but just focus on your overreaction. Okay.
CJ. I mean, he's done it again. It's not an overreaction this week, but Adam Schefter even tweeted some stuff. He said, CJ Stroud has entered the MVP conversation.
So the overreaction should be he's the favorite.
No, he's not. Yes.
Lamar just lost.
Yeah, he lost. He blew a lead, too.
Mahomes just had a bye. Hurts had a bye.
Yeah, and he got that cue, so he's not about to be running this next week, for real, for real. He's going to dump into the flat. But, yeah, so
Stroud the favorite?
It's wide open. It's wide open for Stroud. Stroud is right there. He's at the cusp. He has a crazy connection with Tank Dell. He's getting the rock to Noah Brown when Nico Collins went down. You saw what he did with Nico Collins in the beginning of the year. Singletary's out there looking like he's in his prime, filling in for Damian Pierce. I mean, they have some injuries on that team, and people are stepping up. I mean,
sorry,
we added that up.
Yeah, hopefully, nope. But he might be having that LeBron effect. Actually, that's the reaction. He's got that LeBron effect. I think he's making everybody better around him, and I think they want to play for him. They want to play for CJ Stroud. Texans are in a very good position, man. Just get that record up, and they run away with the division, too.
They run away with the division?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're a game behind Jacksonville, but that's possible.
Yeah, I think they can run away with the division.
Dang.
I like it.
All right, Brian, what you got for us?
Overreaction Tuesday, if not for the NFL's infatuation with DeMar Hamlin literally dying on the field, Josh Dobbs would be comeback player of the year. Because what he's doing, and I mean, I know he wasn't like all that successful when he was with Arizona at the start of the season. It was like 1-7 when they finally moved on from him. Maybe 1-6, something like that.
Yeah, but he looked good though.
They weren't losing games because of him. That just wasn't the case. And then now that he's with Minnesota, literally got traded to them on a Tuesday. After like a quarter, I think it was, had to finish the rest of the game for them, won the game, started for them this past week, won the game, and they're not missing a beat with him at quarterback after Kirk Cousins going down for the season. So if this was any other situation, any other type of season, and literally a guy off of the street, basically, because, I mean, this time a year ago, I don't even think he was on a roster this time a year ago.
He was either with Tennessee or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but I know he hadn't started for sure.
He definitely didn't start.
Yeah, like he hadn't started the game. Yeah, so he definitely hadn't started the game this time a year ago in his career. Started, you know, last couple of games with Tennessee, they were in playoff contention. He played well, but, you know, couldn't get the job done as a team. But just what he's doing and how he still has Minnesota afloat, they have the longest active winning streak in the league right now.
Minnesota does?
Yeah. They're, you know, as great as Detroit has been, Minnesota's like a game and a half behind them in the in the standings in the division. So even if they, you know, don't catch them for the division, they still in good position to make the playoffs and be like solid in the playoffs too. So serious consideration has to go to Josh Dobbs for that comeback player of the year, because he deserves it.
Yeah, that Hamlin narrative they're pushing. we're a podcast. We speak our mind, man. We're not about to bite our tongue. That whole thing of just automatically giving to him just because he played a snap is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's annoying at this point.
I love the memes came out after. That joint Brian, you saying 2 a.m, bro. That I woke up and was crying laughing, dog. My overreaction, I'm actually starting off with a college football reaction. I tweeted this today. But the upcoming quarterback class is going to be just like the 2021 quarterback class. And for those who don't know, like Shane, well, let's see. Shane, do you know who's the 2021 quarterback class?
Okay. We're in year 2023, so two years ago. This is some logic processing. Hold up. Last year was... Desmond Ridder and them, right?
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
I know, right?
Desmond Ridder and them.
Okay.
I mean, he's not
Kenny
wrong.
Kenny Pickett was the main one, so yeah.
The one before that had to be Trevor Lawrence and them?
Yep, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
So, yes, this upcoming class reminds me of the 2021 class, and I say that because when the 2021 class happened, we all knew who Trevor Lawrence was. We thought he would be good. Obviously, he had the struggles coming out, partly because of Urban Meyer. Well, mainly because of Urban Meyer. But Zach Wilson, everybody who knows me knows I was saying from day one, this guy's not it. Trey Lance, I was a fan of. I didn't know how he would work out, and obviously he did not work out. But I'm not going to sit here and say I was hating on bro. I definitely was a fan of his. But I wasn't high on him. Like, I wasn't like, oh, he's going to be a star like Trevor Lawrence. Then you drop down to 11, Justin Fields, who obviously Ohio State narrative was going on. So I definitely didn't believe in that. And the last one was Mac Jones, Bama narrative. And even at Bama, he did not impress me at all. So this class reminds me of that too, because everybody's like, oh, there's so many quarterbacks in this class. Obviously, number one is Caleb Williams. Nobody's going to jump this man, no matter the rumors that come out. No matter the odds Vegas tries to push and all this other stuff, Caleb will be the first quarterback taken. Like, there's no doubt. He deserves it. I do think he will be very similar to Trevor Lawrence coming out. He will struggle. He will have a turnover problem, similar to Josh Allen when it comes to turnovers, because he plays the game, like I said to Shane today, so cocky. Which sometimes you want, but it's like, he could also be playing that because it's in college. Like, he may be thinking, like, I'm better than these dudes. Like, the way he just the way he plays, like, y'all just got to watch a game of his. And the way he moves around is just like, yeah, I'm just better than y'all. I can't wait to the next level. And these other quarterbacks just don't impress me. Bo Nix does not impress me. Drake May does not impress me. I don't know this Rattler thing. Where does this come from? This man, he was not projected to go this high. He's been in South Carolina forever, first of all. And he was not projected to go this high for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just because of all the other quarterbacks and how long he's been at college. But I remember the year that Caleb Williams first really started popping on the scene. Spencer Rattler was supposed to be, like, the Heisman favorite that year. Yeah. And then, you know.
See, the Heisman favorite different than the NFL quarterback, because that don't always translate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not high on Rattler anyway, but I can see why people are.
Who's the Washington quarterback? Mike Penix. Yeah. He's a very wild card guy. Like, I don't know what to expect from him. Desmond Howard should have been suspended that day for game day when he was chanting big penis energy. And then there's the quarterback from LSU, Jaden Daniels, we don't know because how LSU runs their offense. Like, it's hard to judge these quarterbacks. I'm not just saying he's going to be a bust, but he could have a Lamar-type career.
Y'all saw the tweet I sent y'all earlier in the chat.
About what?
How Jaden Daniels, it was a highlight of him throwing a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even peek.
You had to see it, bro.
That's from, like, 2019.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels threw a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk.
Was in the league. Oh, what?
What is up with these quarterbacks now, bro?
That COVID year, like, everybody got, like, 2 extra years of eligibility, and they was just like, fuck it, we here.
Well, that's my first overreaction. I mean, could just be a prediction, for real, but that is this quarterback class only has one true, a legit starter coming out. These other guys will be battling for a contract 2-3 years in the league. So Shane, what you got for your next one?
I'm doubling back again.
Giants, the worst team ever.
No, that's not there, and that's not true. But we're gonna go to the AFC North, which is a fun conference right now. But
who's in it?
The Bengals, Ravens, Browns, and the Steelers.
Okay.
I do go to the AFC North. Yeah, I'm going to say if the Browns win their division, Garrett has to win, DePoy, and possibly MVP. I know I just talked about CJ Stroud. If they win the division, nah, maybe not MVP. Yeah, maybe crazy. Not MVP. But defensive player of the year, I could give him that. He has been a – is that overreaction now?
Them winning the division is overreaction, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So I mean, I know they're right there in
it. Yeah, they're like 6-3.
They're right? All down.
Yeah.
So if they can win the division, I think he goes defensive player of the year. I know TJ is still having himself here. They both got closer to the, what is it, like the 100 sacks or something like that. I was watching the games, and I think Garrett's still like a sack or two away from TJ. But, and he has also done it without Minka. But I don't know. I feel like that Browns defense just isn't anything without him really just making a play out there. Like, he's really being the defensive playmaker they need to stay in and win these games. I want to say maybe it have. The Ravens had to have been up by, like, 20, maybe. Maybe it might have been 14, 17 or something. But for them to still blow that lead with who we're talking about as an MVP possible candidate quarterback in Lamar Jackson, and for him,
his interception before the half was insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's who y'all was talking to me, asking me if Stroud's better than him. And I see Stroud winning games when he's losing, not losing games when he's winning. But
you saying Stroud's just definitely better than him? That's what it sounds like you're saying.
No, I'm not gonna say that. But yeah, back to Myles Garrett. He's just been a phenomenal player this year, and it kind of took me a while to really get into my bag with D linemen. I was more fancy DB type of dude, but Garrett definitely making me not put respect on him, because I always have respect, because it's different. That pressure when QBs don't know what to do, it's a difference maker. And yeah, he just keeps making plays. So I got him winning defensive player of the year if they win a division. And that's a mild overreaction, but I think it's still overreaction.
I don't think who else would be in that conversation.
For defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
I know Micah's in it.
Oh, yeah, Micah.
I can't even say he's in it. He's had a couple down games in a row, for real.
I could...
Last week was good. This week was bad. He didn't record a stat. He had 0 points for me.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, damn.
Since I'm big on the DBs. I mean, I don't think any of them would win a DPOY, but
no, the DB's been getting cooked this year.
Bland's been hooping with Trayvon Diggs being out in the context. I think Bland
is cool, but it's like their schedule also isn't that good.
Geno Stone is leading the league with interceptions. He might be at 6 or 7. It's probably 6, though. I mean, through 10 weeks, that's not a ton, though.
No, 6 through 10 is pretty solid.
Yeah, but it's still not. It's still not DPOY type.
This is one of them years where we're not even having no cornerback debates because they're just not
injured and stuff too. And they're injured too. But yeah,
for real.
So yeah, but I mean that's still.
Browns win the division and Garrett gets DPOY.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, what you got?
You got anything Josh Allen related?
I got
2 for 1. Okay. The Bills will finish below 500.
Mm.
Ooh.
And Josh Allen is nothing more than just a more athletic Jay Cutler. I'm sorry to break the news. Yeah, I know that's your favorite quarterback.
Come on.
Look at Jay Cutler. Look at Josh Allen. Josh Allen just run faster. That's about it. He's like, yeah.
You know, gosh.
Y'all all saw the game, man. Y'all all saw the game. Now, the first interception he threw wasn't his fault. Gabe Davis, can you catch, please? Like, that's your job to catch. But that interception before halftime was just ridiculous. And you look at how the game ended. Like, if you don't throw that pick, if you just go into halftime, that's the difference in the game right there, basically. I don't know what is going on with Diggs and the Bills, but the way Trayvon Diggs was going at them on Twitter today, something is going on. You know, somebody on this podcast before the season said that something was up with the Bills, but, you know. That was definitely something I pointed out.
Are you alluding to yourself?
You know, like, that's definitely something I pointed out, but for it to be like this, like, you know, like, they've been underperforming vastly on the field, and now they have drama off the field. You know, how you have, like, the third best offense, the eighth best scoring offense, and you fire your offensive coordinator. It's just like a desperation move. Like, I don't know. It just reached a desperation trying to, like, find a spark that isn't there. So I definitely got them finishing below 500. They'll go 8-9. And, yeah, Josh Allen, look, he's a very athletic Jay Cutler. That's about all I can say.
All right. I'm trying to – do I defend it or do I just do it with my reaction? But y'all know I got to defend it somewhat. No, the turnovers are obviously the problem. That's never going to be the problem. I went at it with my mans last night on Twitter, who's a Ravens fan who hates Josh Allen with a passion. And he hates him to the point where he's like, yeah, he should. If he was black, he wouldn't be on the team. And it's like, bro, bringing race into it when this dude, regardless, at worst, he's a top seven quarterback. At worst.
Yeah.
He's always in
the Is that including CJ Stroud?
Sure.
Okay, I'll let it go.
He still leads the league in touchdowns. After last night, he dropped the second in the league in completion percentage. So it's not like he's that bad. And it's funny, people highlight the 69 interceptions throughout his first 6 years in the league. And I brought up Peyton Manning, because I was watching the Manning cast. Peyton had 110 interceptions through his first 6 years. He had 41 more interceptions than Josh Allen. So I'm getting tired of this Josh Allen slander when it comes to turnovers, because that's what happens with the risk takers. And if you take, and it's hard to do this, because I'm the big don't do what ifs, but say Mahomes wasn't in the league, this is the biggest gunslinger there is in the league, probably.
Yeah. And I think even still, like, Mahomes has calmed down a little bit. Like, he'll take the check down.
No, I'm saying we look at Josh Allen being so bad because there's somebody like Mahomes,
yeah,
who they have the same style, but Mahomes just takes care of the ball more.
So it makes it look way worse.
But no, he put them in bad positions last night for sure. But I hate saying this in general. This isn't even about Josh Allen, but sometimes it is about them final plays. Like, forget what else happened throughout the game. And I know coaches hate hearing doing that because they're like, it doesn't come down to one play. But that game last night literally did. That defensive pass interference. Not 8 times out of 10 when the ball's underthrown, it's going on a deep pass, it's going to be pass interference.
I hate that so much.
I do too. And then that 12 man on the field thing was crazy because y'all messed up in the DPI. But then y'all put Broncos back out of field goal position. Then they got back in field goal position, missed the first field goal. Then it's 12 men on the field. It's like, bro.
I told you he can't win when he's not.
No, and I see, like this. It's unfortunate. I'm not saying Brian wrong on anything. Them turnovers definitely cost them early because they would have been comfortably ahead. But I just don't like the knock of this man has. Like, my man's on Twitter was like, "How are you an elite quarterback and you have 69 interceptions with an elite receiver?" I'm like, bro, that's not a good argument when you actually watch a play. He takes some bad passes. Were y'all listening to this before I turn on Manicast, the regular joint? Well, first off, were y'all listening to the regular commentary?
I was.
After his first pick, not the first turnover of the game, because the first turnover was on the first play. But after his first pick, it was third and something, and he threw it to Gabe Davis. And the commentator was like, see, this is what we mean. No quarterback in the league would try this pass. 9 times out of 10 will be picked off.
It's a dig route, and it hit him in his hands. What are you talking about?
This man threw it right to – he was trying to throw to Gabe Davis. The defender stepped right up. That joint was crazy. The linebacker pick was crazy. In the, I think that was third or fourth quarter, number 41.
Yeah.
That pick, I'm not trying to justify Josh Allen at all, but that wasn't a bad pass. Like, that linebacker just read the hell out of that joint. Like, because in the frame, Josh Allen did not see that man at all. Mm-hmm. That man just read in Josh Allen's eyes, though. But, yeah, that's my only thing is Mahomes. Maybe that's my overreaction. That's what I'll do. I'll go off Brian's dream. My overreaction is Josh Allen looks so bad because Mahomes is in the lead. That gunslinger thing, it comes with the territory. I keep saying he's Russell Westbrook of the NFL. Them big plays, he has 6-9 interceptions. He probably has like double the amount of touchdowns. But people don't like focusing on that. He has this most game-winning drive since he's been in the league. But yes, them turnovers are a serious problem. But again, Peyton Manning, one of the great top five quarterbacks of our lifetime, throughout the same time frame, had 41 more interceptions with two elite receivers, not just one. Because he had Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison was already there before Peyton got there. And Reggie Wayne was there, Peyton's third year, I think. So that's where I'll lead off.
So it's back on me again?
Yes, sir. Your last one.
Okay. I'll just go with the NFC North. I'll switch it up. I keep beating the dead horse of all the people that are performing, how exactly I expected them to perform. But, yeah, the Lions, they can possibly – they're 7-2 right now. Let's just give you the context first. I think they're finishing the season with no more than 3 losses. They have a pretty simple schedule ahead of them. They have won – some of their tougher games.
Division last year?
Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm just saying more so like they are only going to have 3 losses and that might even win the NFC. I don't know what the Dallas and Niners record are right now. Or Eagles, whoever's up there.
Dallas?
Eagles got 1 loss.
Yeah.
Okay, so Eagles have a chance.
Two on Monday night, though.
Well, they play the Bills, right?
Kansas City.
Oh, Kansas City. Yeah, then, I mean, there's a chance they can win the NFC. I think the only team they have to play to end the rest of the season is like Dallas in like week 16, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, they're winning. They're clicking. If they could maybe play some better defense, I don't know how you can randomly start, you know, playing better defense. But
that Gardner Johnson loss was huge.
Yeah, you can see that. You can see that right now. And how the Eagles, like you said, have 1 loss. Their defense is doing what they've been doing. But yeah. What
would you say the MVP of that team is?
I want to say Jared Goff for not being a bum, probably. I don't think – after he got kicked off the Rams, I know it's been like at least, what, probably 2 years at least?
Yeah, 2 years.
After he left the Rams, I mean, people probably didn't expect the Lions to do too much. I wouldn't expect them to be possibly even like winning a division when we talk about teams like the Vikings having Justin Jefferson. The Packers would have lost, you know, Rodgers, whatever, but – and then the Bears are the Bears, so I don't know. I just think it's more so him not being a bum, for real. Like, I think you can go grab Jared Goff with his fantasy-wise. You can see he's led them to 7-2 right now. He does have Amon-Ra. He's also missed games. David Montgomery's missed games.
But Gibbs missed games.
Yeah, Gibbs missed games, but he's also, you know.
You're missing a name, but it's only for real sickos.
Gordon?
No, my man Penny Sewell.
Oh, the left tackle?
Yeah, that man transformed that line.
Yeah, that was a big draft pick. That's the one lineman I think I knew of that was, you know.
That's the one the Bengals wanted to get, but Burrow wanted them to get Ja'Marr Chase instead.
Okay. Well, yeah, because, I mean, I don't even think they had one of the craziest rosters or anything like that. They just seem to know how to put up points when they need them. I mean, that's all I can say. And I think that's on the QB and the playmakers. It's the QB's job to get the ball to the playmakers. They got to make the plays. He's been doing that at a very good, you know. They managed to beat the Chargers, or maybe the Chargers managed to lose. I don't know how you want to look at it, because the Chargers are the AFC Falcons. And, yeah. It's been like this for 2 years, but I forget what happened with them last year. I mean, did they just fade out because they weren't ready last year or something like that?
They started off slow.
They started off, so then they started heating up because they was dropping 40 like per game.
Yeah, but they, you know, they just couldn't make up the deficit that they were in.
They ended the year on like 7-1. Their last loss, I think, was to get into the playoffs. Was to Seattle.
Okay.
Or them. I don't know if they played Seattle or if them and Seattle
like had a little.
It was like it one came out last game between them two.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think, and that's not crazy. I mean, no one's talking about the unsung heroes, so I'm gonna just give that one to Jared Goff. Not being the problem is the biggest thing pushing them to wherever they go to end the season, which I think is no more than 3 losses. And before I pass it off to Brian, I'm going to just say real quick, so for people that might want to look it up themselves, they got the Bears upcoming, then the Packers, then the Saints, the Bears again, the Broncos, the Vikings. That one may be close, but then Dallas, and then the Vikings again.
They haven't played the Bears yet?
They haven't played the Bears or the Vikings yet. Yeah, they gotta play them twice each.
Yeah, so Bears twice, Vikings twice, Packers once, Saints, Broncos.
I feel like they'll split.
One of them with the Vikings?
I think they'll split. Definitely one of them with the Vikings. They'll probably fuck around and split one of them with the Bears.
I'm tripping over that LaVine.
It is.
Like fucking Kentucky and Kansas? LaVine went to Washington. No, UCLA.
Yeah, you know, that's not my
knowledge. Yeah, now I'm lost.
So,
like, why?
But there's a Bulls. There's a Bull. Oh, they're in Chicago, though. Why are they? This must be one of them, I guess, in-season tournaments for them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I see Bulls chairs everywhere. But, my bad, Shane. What was yours again?
I think that's it. I just think the Lions are going to not, you know, they're going to end this in the season with
you
no
think they're
more
real contenders? Could they beat the Eagles or San Fran? Well, they can beat San Fran.
Yeah, because they don't. As long as you're not a run first team, like, you can beat San Fran, I think. You can't, like, default to run. Like, you should be able to run if you need to, if they start trying to, you know, play the pass. But they can beat San Fran, huh?
I feel like Detroit can be classified as somewhat of a run first team. A lot of their passing attack is based off play action. Mm-hmm. So if your running game ain't shit,
then the play action's not going to be as good.
I think they can put up points to be a contender, but I think they'll still get outscored.
Maybe.
Like I think if they play the Eagles in the playoffs, I don't think they just lay over and blown out. I think it'd be close. I think
they just can't score with them.
Yeah. They would be competitive.
But I think they score with everybody.
They would be competitive against the Eagles. They get blown out by San Fran because the Ravens will throw them how they did. So the Ravens can do that with their defense, which you think San Fran can do with theirs.
Mm. Yeah, but everything's situational because the teams that San Fran lost to, we also wouldn't have seen them losing to.
Well, Brock Purdy just some shit.
I mean, that as well.
Yeah, that's another
thing. He wasn't shit the other day, though. God damn, Trevor Lawrence, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead because I got one. That's my last one.
That's your last Jags one? Oh, okay. Overreact. Sam Howell, the top 10 quarterback. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Woo!
Sam Howell, the top 10. He's like 10.
I ain't gonna lie,
like 10.
This is the first week that made me believe in
him.
I
10.
Actually think we got a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, like, Sam Howell, I have him right there at 10. If you want to argue with me and say he's 11 or 12, cool. He's nowhere lower than that. If we can say the names. We can start naming them.
You know we got to.
That's fine.
I'm not even going against
that's fine.
It.
Mahomes.
Of course.
CJ.
I'll say CJ better.
Herbert.
Okay.
Josh Allen.
Okay.
That's it. If
that's
four, matter of fact, that's what I meant to say. I meant to say Sam Howell, I think I said this last week, though, is a smaller version of Josh Allen. A shorter version. I think I said that last week, though.
Yeah.
Because he holds onto the ball too long when it's time to throw it away.
Just the risks he takes are like, bro, why are you doing that? It does pay off, though, but it's like, oh, my God.
He's been calming it down the last few weeks, though.
Where Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at?
Dak.
No.
You don't think Dak better than Sam?
Dak been looking all right.
I can't. I don't know. I'm biased.
Okay.
Tua. I'm not asking. I'm not saying I think he is. I'm just asking.
Give Sam that system.
Oh yeah, I'd say Tua is a system.
I'll say Tua is better. But damn, if you put Sam in that child.
T-Law.
No.
Not this year.
No.
I think T-Law good when he's throwing anybody not named Calvin Ridley.
But that
his numbers this year also just saying
Kyler Murray. First game back, just let a game win and drive.
I'll still take Sam.
Stafford.
Richardson. I'll take Sam.
What'd you say, Sean?
I say Andy Richardson. Stop
I
playing
Anthony
with
Davis, but I say what?
I'll take Sam.
Over Rich?
He got knocked out of three games injury wise. Like,
with the minutes he played? I'll take no.
I'll take
some. All right. Yeah, that's cool. Same top 10 Gino. Quarterback.
Yeah, same. Gino. Okay. And the way he can't get the Gino rock. All,
I was high on the Seahawks, but Gino is still a bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not the franchise. Sam Howell's a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, Sam Howell, top 10 quarterback. It's settled. Just beefing up that O-line this offseason. The offensive coach. It's a wrap.
I like it. So my last one is Jags related.
Caleb Williams.
I don't think it's that bad.
Wait, what you mean by
Jags
that?
Jags are a disaster.
You said Caleb Williams or Sam Howell?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you about to say yours, but just real quick, I'm gonna just go ahead and say it now. Caleb Williams first year in the league gonna look nasty. And like nasty in a bad way.
That's what I said. That was my reaction.
I know, but like legit, like disgusting. Mm-hmm. Because he's gonna have to play within the system his first year. Like he just can't improvise like how he's doing. It's gonna look disgusting. But yeah, go ahead.
If hypothetically the season ended today, obviously we saw Bears or Giants. Either one of those two teams, he will struggle immediately with. Like immediately.
It's gonna be Chicago. You know, Giants ain't drafting no black quarterback.
They better.
I don't see that with Marvin Harrison, though, dog. We'll have to play against Marvin Harrison, A.J. Brown, and CD twice every year. I don't want that. I really don't want that.
Is CD a wide receiver one yet is the question. I know you're about to move on, but is CD a wide receiver one yet, bro?
I might gotta say yes, bro. This man is nasty.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's nasty.
I'm a hater, like, from birth, but he's not either.
If Giants get Marvin Harrison and if he turns out to be what the hype is, do we have the worst starter and receiver one in the division?
Listen,
it wouldn't be a knock.
So you got CD, you still got Terry over CD?
No, not this year. So I have some thoughts about our receiving core that I don't even want to say right now.
Would have the worst star receiver one, or no?
Not off the bat, he going to be better. First of all, he going to be playing with Daniel Jones.
So. No, I know, but I'm saying, if he lives up to the hype, the hype is this man could literally go for 1,600 as a rookie.
No. Yeah, they said that about Bijan. Look what Arthur Smith is doing.
Nah, that's Arthur, bro.
So Daniel Jones is going to be Marvin Harrison Jr.'s Arthur Smith. What are you talking about?
Nah.
But Terry will be better. Come on, man.
My overreaction, my last one, is just Jags are a disaster waiting to happen. They've had somewhat of an easy schedule, and they don't take care of business. Like, they really don't. They should have beat San Fran, and they got completely mollywopped. Chane said, whoa.
Yeah.
They're playing a team that's – I know, obviously, 49ers are hungry. They're on a losing streak, and this – was it Chase Young first game?
Yeah.
Chase Young first game. So, obviously, they have motivation, but it's like it's a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. Y'all already know what I be saying about that. It's 10 o'clock over there for them.
And they were coming off a bye, too.
Coming off a bye. And y'all have weapons to go at the Niners. Niners, no matter what, for years, the Niners' weakness has been the secondary. The linebackers have been straight. The D-line, obviously, is elite. The secondary is that weakness. You have Calvin Ridley, who talent-wise is a top-half receiver in the league, talent-wise. But for some reason, him and T-Law just don't have it together. I think he had one target in the first half, and that's ridiculous. You have Christian Kirk, who's been good, very consistent for them. Evan Engram, and I kind of figured ETN would get shut down because the Niners shut down the run. But you have all these weapons on offense and did nothing. I think, what's the final score, 34-3?
Yes.
It makes no sense. And you're supposed to be a generational quarterback in C-Law, and you get this big receiver pickup in Calvin Ridley, who I don't know. It's one of them. It's kind of like Allen Robinson with the Bears. It's like when – was it the Bears?
It was. No, was it the Rams?
Rams. When he went to the Rams, it was like, well, is he washed or did the Bears just not know how to use him?
Oh. I thought that's where you were going, bro. I don't know. I thought that was the train of thought, bro. Usually we right here, bro. Usually we right there.
You work, but
I ain't mad at it.
You are right.
I ain't mad at it.
But they're not a contender.
Oh,
Like, they, if they do win this division, they'll be out with whoever they play in the first round. It doesn't matter if it's the Steelers. It doesn't matter. Oh, it's shit. The Browns, Texans. They're getting out immediately. Like, if they don't look good, they're not playing anywhere near their potential. That's my whole thing. Anything else before we get to the main event?
I want to go down a quick list. It just came up. I'm going to have to pull up. I don't have to pull up the team names, but I want to see who, speaking of disasters waiting to happen, I was going to say which franchises need to, I mean, I know you can't just do that, but what franchises should blow it up after the season? Because a lot of people are very, I know, that's setting myself up. But a lot of teams, as I said at the beginning of the year, are good and competitive.
What do you mean blowing up, like literally hit the reset button? Because there's some teams that should get rid of their quarterback, like Cleveland.
They can't do that.
Mark, they're in the same situation y'all in.
Major changes, like more than one. Denver. I think it can't just be the QB. Not just the QB. Is it not that many?
Denver's kind of... They're weird because they've been doing it, but still keeping some stuff. Like, they traded Chubb last year. And then kept Simmons this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of Lawrence, right? Next one? Mm. What's the one that went to the Niners?
Randy Gregory.
Yeah. I always get them two with you. Randy Gregory. They're just weird.
Didn't trade Judy. They're stuck
in between. Yeah, didn't trade Judy or Sutton. They're stuck in between rebuilding.
Would it be a blow up? Are they falling behind in the AFC West? I mean, those are easy questions, but is it a
Raiders?
Oh yeah,
they definitely need to blow it up.
So we have Raiders, Broncos. I'll cut the BS. Giants, and they can't though. So
Bucks?
No, I don't think.
You're talking about just like,
why don't the Bucks need to blow it up?
What are they doing wrong?
Then they're not going to contend anytime soon.
They're not.
Might as well trade Mike Evans while he's value.
That division will be trash for a minute.
Yeah, but I'm saying, my thing is, if you have players worth something, then get rid of them. Then if you know you're not going to contend,
okay.
There's no reason to have Mike Evans if you know you're not contending.
And I think Mike Evans is a free agent too. So I feel like
competitive is in most people could be sub 500. I mean, not sub, but be at sub 500. Like, I don't expect everyone to be contenders. I mean, I don't think that even makes sense.
Titans?
Yeah, they should blow it up. Do the Bears have to wait till their draft to figure out what they're doing?
They've blown up. Commanders started, but coaching what?
I don't believe it.
The Cowboys, just do it.
They did do that half stuff at the deadline, but it's so weird. You said who?
What you doing if we lose on Sunday?
We played the Giants
again,
bro.
Against Jackie Jr.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not even what I'm going to do because it's no way it's going to happen. But I do think Saquon probably might snap against us.
I don't think he's going to snap.
He will. I think Terry's going to have a huge game, though. But I don't think – I know we said this the first time, but because what happened the first time, it's no chance we lose these niggas again.
But y'all can't plan for the backup quarterback.
He's not a backup no more. We know he's the starter. Only applies to when their first week starting.
It's Danny DeVito.
No.
It's Tommy DeVito.
Yeah. Right? This is like Brian said, this is Jackie Jr.
Man.
But, so let's get into the guest the player, man.
Okay.
This is a receiver. Not in the league anymore, but we all know who this guy is. Played from 2001 to 2011. Played for four different teams. We all know him for one team, though. He spent his first 8 years with that one team. His last 3 years, he played for three different teams. I didn't even know. His last team was Oakland. I didn't even know he went to Oakland. Yards. He has seven. That's it? He has seven. Oh, no. That's. Oh, yeah, my bad. My bad. He has 7,237 career yards. I don't know why I thought it was more. Off 627 receptions and 44 career touchdowns. Oh, my goodness. I thought his stats would have been way better. His best year was 112 receptions, 1,100 yards, and 12 touchdowns. One-time Pro Bowler, but he was always always the second fiddle, but we still know who this guy is.
And he ended his career as a Raider?
Yeah, but
he didn't. What about the team before? What about it? Or is that too much? It
might be too much for now.
Raider in 2011. He was a Raider, or was it 2010? Yep. Okay.
His first 8 years, he was one team.
I'm trying to think about Madden. You know, the Raiders were super Madden. They had Terrell Pryor, Darren McFadden. They had all the fast players, man.
Yeah, you wouldn't recognize him from the Raiders.
Okay.
With the Raiders, he had 11 receptions.
Okay. For okay. Okay.
How many games did he play?
Played nine. Zero starts, though. He had, that's a good one game for elite receivers right there. 11 for 140.
That's a Justin Jefferson stat, right? He probably outperforms that, but, all right. No accolades.
Just Pro Bowl.
One Pro Bowl. What was that year? Did you say?
2007. That was his career year. 112 receptions, 1,100 yards, 12 touchdowns.
So that was one.
Pro football need to chill, bro. They got a thing called suck percentage.
What? It's called what?
Oh, it's short for succession. Success rate. It just says SUC percentage, though. That's why it's crazy.
And it's called succession? Like, it's supposed to be succession?
You said suck percentage.
That's what it says.
Like ass, nigga.
But the one team for 8 years is what's going
on. Second, think of elite receiver twos in our lifetime.
Who's Manziel?
It is TJ Manziel.
Bengals.
Who's your mama?
Yep, that's what it is. TJ, who's your mama?
Who's your mama?
Shane, what are the teams?
Bengals.
Uh-huh.
Raiders.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hold on. He played for the Ravens?
Yep, yeah. That was the team I didn't want to give away. Yep. And then it was one team after Cincinnati and before Baltimore.
Can I get the conference?
NFC. That's his only NFC team.
Hold on.
He played decent with them, too. 79 for 9-11. Started all 16 games. 135 targets.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get it quick enough.
Big quarterback. Holding.
Oh. All
right. Hasselbeck.
Oh. If that didn't give it away.
So it was a C-shirt. Y'all having a time combo. I can hear it, dude.
I forgot.
All right, well, that wraps up this week's episode. Anything y'all want to say before we go?
You know I got some upsets for this week.
Oh, yeah. That's the new segment, man. Brian's upsets of the week.
We got upsets for the week. Let's see. Hold on. Let me go through here. I know I'm high on the... Never, I'm not going to pick them. Titans beating the Jags.
Okay.
Let's see. I got the Panthers covering the Cowboys because they minus 10.5.
Hell no.
And they at home.
Well, the Cowboys were minus 2,000 favorites against the Giants. That was disgusting.
let's see. What? I don't even know why they're underdogs. But, oh. I mean.
What is it?
The Broncos are minus 2.5 favorites against the Vikings.
That's weird.
Give me the Vikings.
Yeah, give me the Vikings.
Yeah, give me the Vikings, man. And just for all chaos, the Jets are beating the Bills.
Oh.
Just for chaos purposes.
They did week one, right?
The Jets are beating the Bills. Now, it'll be in Buffalo.
I mean, that, who cares?
But the Jets beating the Bills.
And before we, you know, we keep... I got to ask, is Aaron Rodgers fake the Achilles or what?
Because he just wants attention. He's not coming back.
Yeah,
okay. I swear he just wants attention, dog.
Didn't he say something about mid-December?
Bro, we saw the shit tear.
It takes a year in basketball. You think we believe it's going to take you 4 months in football?
Yeah.
Which is way more contact? No.
Yeah. Especially as a 38-year-old quarterback.
You think the O-line got better from week one? It's going to come back. It's going to happen again.
All I know is the Wilson-to-Wilson connection is there. Not how it should be, but it's a day.
Zach Wilson has a throw a game where it's like, okay, I see why you was picked second overall, but then he has like 12 others. Why are you in the league?
No, the funniest joint was last week, not this past week, but last week when they asked him why is he still starting? He said, I honestly don't know. Like, to say that, I just don't know.
Carson Wentz or Zach Wilson, right? No, we haven't seen Carson. Who did he get signed to?
That's like they the same. They're just a younger version. I'd rather have Zach Wilson because of his legs, though.
I feel like young Carson was all right with the Eagles.
His second year.
Yeah, he was.
We're
talking about 2023 Carson.
Oh, okay. He said he was virtually the same as Wilson, but yeah, old Carson.
I'm talking about Carson Wentz right now.
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
I don't know any quarterback I'd pick. I'd pick Wentz over right now. Not even
Jackie Jr. Give me Wilson.
Carson
names.
Wentz right now?
Yes. I don't think he's going to go over there and change games for the Rams. I mean, better than that other guy. Better than that other
Carson Wentz or Colt McCoy?
No, I'm talking about starting quarterbacks. I'm saying, because I think John's got the worst on quarterback in the league, and I'd pick him over Carson Wentz right now.
My man said his mom still does his laundry.
If we don't beat them by 20, bro, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why that was such a...
That boy is such a troll, bro. He's like, yeah, I live at home. I'm happy. I'm well fed. I'm well kept.
His dad that ass looked like Tony Soprano, too.
I've been seeing him.
Yeah, I'm gonna be hurt. Oh my god, I might come.
You might what?
Pause.
If we win,
I might come in here and break some shit on Tuesday.
If we win, you guys stay home.
You can stay home then.
I need them Fnatic points for a Daniel Jones jersey.
All right, we appreciate y'all for listening this week. We'll catch y'all next week on the Stats vs. Sacks podcast.